Libyan warlord Haftar begins his march on Tripoli. By John Hayward on April 4, 2019. Libyan warlord Khalifa Haftar, commander of the so-called Libyan National Army, LNA, commenced his march on Tripoli Thursday, capturing a town only 60 miles south of the national capital and headquarters of the UN-backed, internationally recognized Government of National Accord, GNA. The GNA issued military alerts as skirmishes were reported between its forces and the LNA vanguard. "We fully control Garayan, and right now as we speak I'm driving through the town," Haftar's Western Operations Commander Abdul Salam Al-Hassi told Reuters in a telephone interview on Thursday. LNA forces struck from their eastern base of Benghazi to seize the town with surprising speed. "I'm sipping coffee now in Garayan," the jaunty LNA commander later informed the Associated Press. "God willing, we will enter the rest of the cities without clashes. The town now is under control of the army who came from the east, and I can see their vehicles with their Libyan National Army logo," a local eyewitness confirmed to Reuters. A Garayan city official contacted by Bloomberg News denied the LNA was in control of his town and insisted Haftar's forces pulled back after a brief scuffle. But he also declined to be identified, fearing reprisals, which somewhat undermines his statement of defiance. A spokesman for the LNA said there were clashes south of Tripoli on Wednesday with forces loyal to Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. He did not specify the size of the engagements or estimate casualties, but a Garayan city official said one person was killed in the fighting. "A vanguard of our armed forces reached Garayan and its residents have come out to welcome them," LNA spokesman Ahmed Al-Mismari announced. At a news conference on Wednesday, Mismari predicted the women of Tripoli will ululate when welcoming the heroes of the LNA, just as they ululated in Benghazi and Derna, which would suggest the LNA intends to continue its drive westward until its forces enter the capital. The LNA has its own Facebook page, upon which it ominously declared early Wednesday that its forces were headed for the western region to cleanse it of the remaining terrorist groups. This was accompanied by video of an armored column rolling somewhere, although the date and location of the video could not immediately be verified. Prime Minister Sarraj ordered his own forces to prepare to face all threats, including terrorist groups, criminals, outlaws, and all who threaten the security of every Libyan city. He described Haftar's advance as a serious escalation and called on the LNA to stop using the language of threats. Guterres took to Twitter to appeal for restraint on all sides. The European Union also voiced its concerns about the military buildup underway in Libya and the escalatory rhetoric, which seriously risks leading to an uncontrollable confrontation. The Trump administration has been fairly quiet about Libya. A joint statement with France, Italy, and the United Kingdom was released on March 1 by the U.S. State Department, calling for a de-escalation of tensions in Libya and congratulating Haftar and Sarraj for holding a productive meeting in February. The joint statement insisted there is no military solution in Libya. President Trump nominated a new ambassador to Libya on Tuesday, career diplomat and veteran foreign policy adviser Richard Norland. The U.S. has not dispatched an ambassador to Libya since late 2017. Libya experts confess they are uncertain what will happen next. The general consensus is that Haftar has the advantage but could only capture Tripoli with a bloody and destructive assault he is probably reluctant to initiate, even if he feels confident the US, UN, and other outside forces would not intervene. It would be remarkable if Haftar was willing to commence shelling Tripoli while the UN Secretary General watched from his hotel window. This calculus could change rapidly if a sizable portion of the loosely organized militia forces defending Tripoli switch allegiance to Haftar or depart as he advances, a possibility that has often been rumored. The smart money says Haftar is merely rattling his saber and pressuring the GNA and United Nations to make a deal highly favorable to his LNA and the political forces it supports, including the rival self-declared national government based in Tobruk, the House of Representatives, HOR. Garayan might prove to be the Libyan Rubicon, the line that changes everything if Haftar crosses it and moves even close to Tripoli. Heated rhetoric is not always accompanied by proportionate action in the Middle East, but it might be difficult for the LNA to back down after describing Tripoli as a city infested by terrorists it needs to cleanse.